A full 9 months after general elections, the Czech Republic finally has a new government. However, it's minority cabinet that's still short one minister. And far more controversially, it's the first Czech government since 1989 to cooperate with the communists. Brian Kennedy discussed the new government with political scientist Jiří Peha.
Well, I think that this government is more stable than it seems to be, because Mr. Babiš can play the game of divide and rule. He even doesn't need the Communist Party so much anymore, because it is difficult to imagine that other parties would join the communists if they, for example, ask for a vote of no confidence in this government. So he knows that the opposition is divided, and he will play the opposition or various parts of the opposition against each other, and that is, of course, his big advantage. So I think that the government, as far as its survival, will be quite stable.
And do you think the communists will be satisfied with the policy concessions that they have already obtained, such as guarantees that the minimum wage rises or that churches pay tax on property returned in restitution?
Yes, I think that the communists will basically be satisfied, because they have attempted to get more concessions during the negotiations with Andrej Babiš, but didn't really succeed. Those were mainly in the area of security and foreign policy, and they really didn't go get too far, because Babiš refused to make any concessions on EU membership, NATO, and specifically on a referendum that would allow people in the Czech Republic to vote about the Czech Republic's membership in international organizations.
The former interior minister, Social Democrat Milan Hovenec, excused himself from the vote, saying he couldn't support a communist-backed government. How significant do you see this? Could it signal a wider dissent within the party, leading to some MPs to defect, become independent, or was it kind of grandstanding?
Well, I think that Mr. Hovanec might have had two main reasons for not supporting the government. One is that his personal experience with Mr. Babiš is quite unpleasant. He was in the same government with Mr. Babiš, and they were clashing repeatedly. And Mr. Hovanec warned the Social Democratic Party against going into a coalition with Babiš again. And the second reason may be that he is positioning himself to be in a better position if this government falls apart, because it is quite conceivable that the Social Democrats and ANO will not in the end see an eye to eye, and Mr. Hovanec will be in a good position to challenge the current leadership.